Senator Cruz had a little give and take with Virginia Senator Tim Kaine during his talking marathon.
You and I have talked many times about how we could work together. We have yet to find a great opportunity to do so, but I am hopeful that will change.
Now, joining us live is Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. Senator, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you today.
So as you look at what Senator Cruz is doing, can you tell us, in your opinion, is it a constructive exercise or not?
No, there's a way for it to be constructive, but this is not a constructive exercise, and here's why. Anyone who does not like the Affordable Care Act, who wants to repeal it, defund it, or reform it, can introduce a bill to do that. But when you make it part of the existential question about whether government operates or shuts down, it's just the wrong way to go about it. We shouldn't be wrapping up the debate about this with the question of whether government shuts down. Threatening a government shutdown is just unacceptable. We've been operating as a government for 237 years. We're the greatest nation on earth, and there's no reason we should be wrapping up one senator's opposition to the Affordable Care Act with a potential shutdown of government.
Still, there seems to be a faction in the House who seems to want to push for a shutdown. Do you think it'll come to that?
You know, there is a faction that wants to push for a shutdown. I mean, get this. If there was a threat to shut down this government by, of, and for the people by some external force, a terrorist attack, or somebody sending anthrax into Congress, the American people would rally with every ounce of their energy to oppose it. This is a shutdown threat. This faction that is willing to threaten shutdown is not an external threat. It's elected members of Congress, and it really is unheard of. We're at the 150th anniversary almost of the Gettysburg Address, where Lincoln said we had to resolve that government by, of, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. This is a debate about whether it perishes for a minute, for an hour, for a week, for a year, forever. And I'm going to do everything I can, and so are the Senate Democrats and the vast majority of Senate Republicans, to make sure that we don't perish, we don't shut down. We will likely, in all likelihood, accept the House's budget number in a continuing resolution. We will strip away everything else, the defunding of Obamacare and other riders that they've thrown onto it. We'll send it back to them, and the House will then have the existential choice about whether government shuts down or whether we continue to operate.
Now, Senator, what do you think about voters? Now, you've had some experience working in Congress after a while. What do you think about voters in the context of they hire people, including you, to solve these major problems?
They do.
Not to create them, and yet it doesn't seem like there is something that rises above apathy when it comes to voters.
Well, they do hire us to solve problems. And, you know, they hire us and they give us a mandate, even on something like the Affordable Care Act. The Senator Cruz on the floor last night was, you know, talking about how we need to listen to our voters. And I asked him some questions. I said, well, when you ran for the Senate in Texas, did you say you wanted to repeal Obamacare? I did. Did you get elected? I did. So you're carrying out the will of your Texas voters, aren't you? Yes, I am. I said, well, what about a president that ran to continue the Affordable Care Act against a candidate who promised to repeal it? And the American public got to make a choice. And by a sizable majority, they supported the president less than a year ago who wanted to continue this. Or what about a senator from Virginia who ran to continue the Affordable Care Act and improve it against somebody who wanted to repeal it and got elected by a sizable majority? Aren't we supposed to make good on our promises to our voters just as you make good on it? You know, and that's why we have this body. We can debate. And I asked the senator last night, well, if you were going to reform the healthcare system, how would you do it? And he laid out a number of, actually, I thought, pretty good ideas. And then I said, have you introduced those in a bill? I haven't. I haven't been here long enough. We're going to work on it and put it in. I said, but when you have it together, you can introduce your ideas in a bill, but not wrap it up with the shutdown of government or not wrap it up with default on America's debt, can't you? And he admitted that he could. That's what I would encourage him to do. Let's have this debate about the policy of the Affordable Care Act. Can it be improved? If someone wants to argue that it should be repealed, they can argue that too. But let's have that not connected with whether the government of the greatest nation in the history of the earth should shut and padlock the doors next week.
Wow. Senator, that's great. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Always appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Great perspective. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.